This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Good morning, Kevin.
Ooh, got to punch him up. It's my bad. Kevin, are you there? Hey, buddy.
JP.
Kevin.
Good morning, my friend.
Hello, sir.
Where in the world is Kevin? Are you in town?
I'm in D.C., yeah. I'm actually not traveling this weekend, which is cool. So I'm in town. So, yeah, I'm just going to hang out, and then I travel again next weekend. I'm still getting, like, over all the travel from, like, the New Zealand. And then last weekend I was with the Vegas with the Gaga show, and then it was just, like the time differences are still messing with me a little bit.
I was really surprised, by the way, to see you and Lauren dressed up as Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman from Rain Man since you went to Vegas.
Yeah, Lauren bought a gray suit, and she wanted to recreate the escalator sequence from Rain Man, where obviously like Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman are coming down the escalator to go gamble.
I think where is that? What casino?
That's the Caesar's Palace. So that the escalator that they actually ride on is no longer there. So Lauren was like, "Why don't we just go to some random escalator at our hotel?" I'm like, "No. We have to go to the exact hotel to make it as accurate as we can." So like, I made us take an Uber over to Caesar's because we were at the Park MGM, and it was really weird because we had to like ask somebody to basically take our phone and wait at the bottom of the escalator. So then we would go to the top, which was the long escalator, and I mean, this person could have just taken my phone or whatever, but they were super cool about it. Like, and then we did it twice. So think about, like, it takes like a minute.
What a pain in the ass you are.
It took like 30 or 40 seconds just to get down and then back up. But this couple was super nice about it, and like they nailed the framing. Because what we did was we gave them Lauren's phone, and we showed them the photo. And then the person took the photo of us to match it exactly.
That
how
is
they
a nice couple, because I would guess most people, 99% of the people in Vegas, have a lot better things to do than to take your picture coming down the escalator twice.
Vegas is such a show, by the way. I mean, I know you guys have been before, but that was my first time ever going not for work and not for my bachelor party. It was like just going with Lauren and just to have the weekend there and just hang out. It's unbelievably crazy. I mean, you guys know that, but it's just nuts.
Vegas is a wild town.
What did you do besides the Gaga show?
Well, the Gaga show was unbelievable. I don't know if you guys saw the news of what happened at that show.
Yes, we saw Bradley Cooper.
I gotta tell you guys that story. So I was Lauren and I got Lauren pit tickets for the show because
yeah, how'd you
Christmas.
Do that?
Well, I just bought them. I think they were like. I mean, they're expensive. I'm embarrassed to say, but I think they were 400 each.
Oh my god,
he's got no kids.
He had great seats.
He has no other expenses in life.
I wouldn't pay 400, but they're great seats.
Keep in mind though that those tickets are a lot more expensive now. Like we got them, I actually got them at a pretty good rate. Again, it's expensive, but it was worth it because of what happened.
I mean, your seats were so good. Was it Bradley Cooper sitting right behind you?
Yeah. So here's what happened.
That's
so basically.
How good a seat.
So we got there. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and it's 7:50-ish or so. We're hearing she's going to go on at 8:15. She's doing a 2-hour show. Apparently, she does two types of shows. The one we saw was called Enigma, which is like it's very like graphics heavy. And then there's another show she does where it's just jazz. She sits at a piano. So anyway, so it's 7:50 or so. I look behind me, and Bradley Cooper and Todd Phillips walk by. Todd Phillips directed The Hangover, Road Trip, things like that, War Dogs. So Bradley Cooper sees me, I see him. Like he's like turns around, says hi, and then keeps walking because he doesn't want to get, like, stopped by the, you know, think about it this way. There's, like, 5,000 people, and then everyone in the pit is, like, literally standing within 3 or 4 feet of Bradley Cooper as he's walking by. So immediately everyone turns around with their phones, starts filming him, all these things. So he sits down 2 rows behind us in, like, the VIP section. So essentially we're, like, 20 feet from him the entire show with Todd Phillips. And it was just weird because, you know, he's sitting behind you. So, like, I kept, like, wondering, how am I acting? Like, do I look ridiculous? Like, you know, it's just a strange thing. But she comes down from the ceiling when she opens the show. He's all into it. And, like, I look at Lauren. I'm like, there's no way that he's going to sing, because I can't imagine him getting up in front of the crowd and doing it. But I knew she ended the show with Shallow, which was the song from A Star Is Born. So, you know, crazy enough, like, right at the end of the show, she does Born This Way, and then she comes out and sits at a piano probably about 25 feet from where we're standing, 30 feet from where we're standing. Now, keep in mind, Lauren wanted to actually stand back. I wanted to stand closer to the stage. Thankfully, we didn't, because we were basically kind of near him the whole time. And then she looks at him in the crowd and says, come on stage. And it was very – I don't think it was prepared, because when he got up there, he was having problems with his in-ears. He couldn't hear the music. He didn't really look like he knew what he was doing. And then it just, you know, the moment
was definitely set up. I mean, 100% he knew he was going to sing. Come on.
I'm pretty naive, so I kind of like to think that I would imagine that he went to the show to see her, that there was a possibility he would sing. But if it was set up, if you watch the video, there was like a good minute on stage where they didn't know what they were doing. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. He couldn't hear the music. Gaga actually had to call out to her tech people and say, Bradley can't hear the guitars in his ear. So to me, it seemed a little, I don't know. And then, I don't know if you guys watched the video, but Bradley Cooper was like air guitaring. It was pretty wild. And then I remember, like, on the way out, because when a moment like that happens, you know it's going to go viral. So I thankfully was staying at the hotel, so I had Wi-Fi on my phone. So I immediately took to my phone to upload the video, and Todd Phillips walks by and, like, taps me on my shoulder. I didn't even look up. I didn't know who it was. And then I look at him, and he continues walking away from me. And I'm like, I just big time Todd Phillips, because I'm trying to upload this video. And it went viral. I think it got like three or four million views.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Dude, at one point in the show, midway through, he gets up to go to the bathroom, Bradley Cooper, and it was nice enough to, like, come over and say hi. Now, the crazy part was, ironically enough, I was wearing a T-shirt that had his character from A Star Is Born on it, and I was wearing the jacket the character wears in the movie, because Lauren and I did a Halloween costume.
Such a nerd!
I know.
Such a nerd.
But Lauren and I did a Halloween costume in October for the Star Is Born movie, so I just happened to have the jacket. I'm like, I'll go to the show wearing, you know, the Jackson Maine jacket, and, you know, it'll be cool. Like, maybe someone will.
Did you have the matching belt?
No, I did not have the belt.
No,
it was crazy. It was an absolutely crazy thing, and I saw David Copperfield, which was amazing because he was like a hero of mine when I was a kid. It was awesome. It was a crazy experience.
You enjoyed Vegas. I just realized, by the way, that Kevin, when we were growing up, and probably into our 20s, there was a movie reviewer that used to go on NBC who was a wackadoo. I think his name was Gene Shalit. Kevin is going to eventually become
that wacky
that
guy
wackadoo
with the wacky
guy.
Hair. And
I mean, maybe not the hair.
He's
and all
mostly
that
there already.
Yeah, he pretty much is. But he's young. He's got youth and exuberance. But all these movie stars he's dealt with. Because how many times have you interviewed Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper, 6 or 7 times.
Right, like, they recognize Kevin at this point, and as it continues, it'll be 15 times, it'll be 20 times. You know, there'll be a point in his career where he's interviewed 25 times.
Well, they'll reach
times.
A point, though, when, so say that the 20th time you interview Bradley Cooper, you're going to ask him for a selfie, like, every time?
I think
that's
slowed down.
Isn't that a little embarrassing?
I don't do a lot of pictures like that anymore. I mean, the thing is, though, when I was, you have to understand, like, when you're meeting these people for the first time, but even if it's someone like a Spielberg or something like that, like, you don't know that you're ever going to talk to them ever again. Like Angelina Jolie, when I interviewed her earlier in my career, for 3 times for these 3 movies, I haven't interviewed her in 5 or 6 years. So, like, I don't, that's the thing. You never know when you go into a room with an actor.
You don't need to get defensive. We took a picture with a comedian on Friday. I don't even remember his name.
Oh, no, no, but I understand where you're coming from, though.
There you go.
Yeah, you had to think about that.
Well, for a second. Cheeto Santino, yes. That's right.
No, we take pictures of people that come in here.
Right.
That's different.
But, I mean, Eric, different. if you interviewed, I don't know, I'm trying to think. Let's say you interviewed, like, Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
Like, two or three times.
Yeah.
Would you get a selfie with him?
I probably wouldn't feel... I probably wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. I might ask if he could take a picture with us afterwards and have Valdez take one.
Well, yeah, I think I'd want my own picture, though.
It's the same type of thing.
It's fine. It's just that Kevin introduced these guys like 20 times. Yeah. He's constantly asking for selfies.
All right, we only have a couple minutes.
You saw
a movie on Netflix with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's Velvet Buzzsaw.
Yeah,
tell us about that. That's worth seeing. I know that you're watching the Bundy tapes, which Jason's watching.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that, too,
I'm
Jason,
on episode two.
And you know what? Why don't you start with Miss Bala, because that's out at the box office. I got to believe it's terrible, but give us just a brief plot summary and your rating.
It's not terrible. Gina Rodriguez is actually really great in it, but it's a remake of a 2011 film with the same title. And, yeah, essentially her character goes from L.A. to Tijuana, Mexico, to help a friend of hers in a beauty pageant. They end up getting kidnapped, and she has to try and escape, essentially is the idea. But then there's a lot more layered elements to it. She kind of falls a little bit romantically with the kidnapper, and that whole thing becomes an interesting element because the kidnapper is actually a bit layered and not just a good or bad person. So I give it a 3. I mean, she's amazing. She's a 5 out of 5 in it, but the movie itself, script-wise, a little bit weak at times. But I give it a 3 out of 5. But
right,
you mentioned Jake Gyllenhaal movie, because Jason, I want to get to the Ted Bundy stuff with you, but the Jake Gyllenhaal movie, did you guys ever see a movie, Jason, you saw it, called Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, I saw it, too.
I actually liked it, yeah.
It was awesome. So yeah. Nightcrawler was the one, for people who don't know, essentially Gyllenhaal's character would go out and cause actual crime scenes and then film them and sell them to news organizations. It was pretty wild. So this is the same director. And Rene Russo is back as well. Now, this one's pretty out there, and try and stick with me because it's kind of strange. But basically, an artist, Gyllenhaal's character is an art critic, and an artist dies and requests that all of his paintings be destroyed, but that doesn't happen. But somehow these paintings have some type of evil element inside of them because they were painted with certain aspects of people's blood. It's pretty wild. So they start selling these paintings, showing them off at different art shows, and anybody who's been involved in showing them or selling them is dying off in very disturbing, gruesome ways. And Toni Collette's in the film. It's definitely out there. There's a satire element to it. There's a horror element to it. Is it good? It's very good and intriguing. It's a little bit long, a little slow at times, but these death scenes are very out there and very weird, so you kind of get pulled back in when these sequences are happening. They're very intense. Gyllenhaal is one of the greatest actors of our time, and that guy has such an amazing range. It's good. But because it's on Netflix, I do recommend seeing it. I gave it a 3.5. It's definitely available streaming now. If you watch it, you'll go, that's pretty good. I actually enjoyed that. I don't think you would, if you went to the theater and spent money on it, you'd be extremely happy with that aspect. But I think watching it at home, it actually worked. I enjoyed it. It was intriguing.
Did you see Arctic yet?
No, I have not. I have not seen that yet.
All right. It's about a guy whose plane crashes in the middle of Arctic, and he's
bitter.
He's very bitter.
Yeah, of course he is.
But he has to decide whether he stays at the airplane and hope to get rescued, or he starts walking to find help.
I'd stay at the airplane. No chance we're just going to start walking.
Anyway.
I haven't seen it.
Well, it's movie, Richard. Yeah.
Jason, the Ted Bundy documentary.
Yeah.
I have 35 minutes left in episode 4.
You're way ahead of me.
It is so intriguing. Anybody out there who's listening who hasn't started watching yet, it's 4 episodes. I know that people were wondering about the Zac Efron movie coming out, that he's playing Ted Bundy. It's the same director. So the gentleman who directed the documentary also directed the movie that Zac Efron's playing Ted Bundy in. The documentary is unbelievable. I mean, it is
really good.
So intriguing. And I mean, the thing is about this, I didn't know as much about the Ted Bundy trials and cases. I just knew he was a serial killer, but I had no idea that there was this crazy intrigue about him, that he was this like extremely quote unquote likable type person, in the sense of that he put on a front that made him appear to be someone who could not be a serial killer.
Right.
And there are times in this movie, the documentary specifically, where they're interviewing women who are saying, while he's on trial, that are saying he's intriguing, he's good looking, and it's just the weirdest thing, considering we know what he did, to hear people talk about him in that way. And when you, Jason, when you get to episode 4, man, wait till you see the way he acts in the courtroom. He takes over, right. Put on a show, he's smiling.
Did he defend himself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they gave him like 4 attorneys, and he gets up there. He starts cross-examining people that are dealing with his own crime scenes. It is the weirdest. I've never seen a show like that happen in a courtroom for something that serious, yet it felt the news organizations were like playing it up like it was an entertaining thing. And this guy was doing such horrible things, obviously. So that I think the film, people are criticizing the documentary and now the movie for quote unquote romanticizing or making Ted Bundy likable. That was the entire point, was that he was not somebody you could think that would do something like this. He was a mild mannered, you know, lawyer or law student. So it was it's a very strange thing, because you're watching it, and you feel this interesting, weird thing, and then you feel disgusted at the same time. So it's a very weird thing to watch. I'm kind of like in the middle of like this emotional thing going through. It's pretty wild.
All right, man, we got to run. He gives Miss Bala a 3, Velvet Buzzsaw on Netflix, a 3.5. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Kevin.
See you, Kevin.
Appreciate it,
buddy. I love you guys.
Yeah,
all right.
Follow him on
love
Twitter.
You, Kevin.
At Kevin McCarthy TV to see all of his reenactments. My
bigger
reaction, like, it's cool he did it in Vegas at Caesars. To me, he could have done it at Escalator at Montgomery Ball, because
yeah,
you couldn't tell where it was.
But that would defeat the purpose.
By the way, I just found out Loudoun County Schools closed again.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of learning.
Montgomery County not closed? Not even delay?
Not that I'm aware of. From the cold? Is that what it is?
Apparently there's another little snow squall coming through.
Yep. It's going to be like up to 2 inches in spots.
I had no idea it was coming.
I had heard that. I thought it was maybe last night. It's supposed to be this morning.
I think it's starting to snow now. I don't even think my kids remember what my teachers or their teachers look like.
You're probably right.
All right, coming up next.
I mean,
next,
they've been off for 4 days.
Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies sports page. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, we should remind people, spread the word. Starting on Monday, we're going to be simulcasting Richmond, Virginia.
That's right.
That's right. Very cool.
We're very
cool.
Appreciative at the opportunity. It is on 910 The Fan. 910 is the home to Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, Wes McElroy, who's moving to the afternoons. He's going to debut his signature sports commentary 3 to 6 p.m. Good dude.
He's good people.
And we'll be on in the mornings on 910 The Fan. It's been rebranded. 910 The Fan starting on Monday morning. So
very cool.
If you know people in the Richmond area, you drive through, check out 910 The Fan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that.
And don't worry, this show's not going to change. We're not, you know, we were nationally syndicated in the early 2000s. This is just like a regional thing.
Right.
Something that we're looking into and excited about. Grow the show a little bit. But the show's going to stay exactly the same. It makes all sense in the world.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. Fill us in on what's going on in the sports world. It is a Football Friday brought to you by the one and only sportsbook at Hollywood Casino,
gee,
Charlestown Racing.
I wonder if they're going to be busy over the weekend.
Did you know that?
I forgot about you.
I did not know.
It's been a long
time. How are you?
How's our guy Jim Van Stone? And
what's
he has a box. He, of course, is the president of Business Ops.
See,
at Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
He of little faith, Eric Bickle.
Yeah,
just yesterday or the day before. I don't know.
I said yesterday multiple times we're not getting them. I didn't have faith.
Wow. I got to tell you, you know what? We've been working with Matt nonstop.
Hold on. We've got to get the mic phone off.
Get it here. Talking to
let's
this.
Give him a,
no
let's
worries.
Get him a seat.
We've been working with Matt and CK nonstop on doing this. You guys have the greatest December that I've ever seen. The four of you don't work together in the entire month of December. So, you know, and then all of a sudden it hit after the first of the year, and we had our NBA marketing meetings. We took the Wizards to London. So
of course,
it's been crazy on that front. But thanks for having us out today.
We
appreciate it.
We did not think it was going
to
happen.
I just told Drabby, I'm punched out.
I had the faith. I said, look, just take a little extra time.
Yeah.
I have confidence in the Capitals. They've been nothing but amazing to us. Yeah, through the whole cup run and being in the parade. Like, trust, we knew we had no business being in the parade, but we're more than thrilled to participate in it and be a part of it. So,
well, like we told you guys before, we feel that you guys are part of the team. You give us so much support, and you know, it was quite an honor to have you guys be a part of this whole process. So we appreciate it.
I feel like such an idiot for saying that. I didn't know. I was telling buddies last night at dinner, we're not getting them.
Right.
I said, they scammed us. I said, they can't scam us.
Right.
You guys know there's a guy on our staff who runs our finance who really coordinated everything from all the rings to the cupping in town, a guy named Keith Burrows, who's a phenomenal, amazing guy. He had these delivered to Hunter and I think it was probably around the last week in November, first week in December. Wow. And then we reached out to the guys and we're like, hey, we're ready to go. And they're like, well, you know what? We got to wait till everyone's together. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know,
so we
it's after
you
New Year's.
The
and then.
Show.
Oh, all right.
And
all right.
It didn't happen during the drinking
they probably
show.
Think we wouldn't have been.
Well, probably better. That show's way too chaotic.
Well,
yeah.
Decided.
Yeah. This is really high level. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, the top of the heap. Yes. So it's good that we're all sober.
Well,
for this
it's
one.
So nice to get. I had decided that, listen, we understand how insignificant we are. That we're so insignificant that they just. Forgot, don't care. Or the outrage was so great that they didn't get. But there was, no scenario where it was actually going to happen.
There's no way that they could get bullied by the horn guy.
Yeah. No outrage at all. I mean, you know what? I've been in sports 30 years, and I think the way this market has responded has been absolutely tremendous. And a lot of it goes
really
to
special.
Ted Leonsis, our chairman and founder. I mean, Ted is the absolute best, and you know, he wanted the entire community to really participate in this. And it's funny, we talk Hunter, Darren, Hunter runs marketing, Darren runs sales for us, and you know, it's interesting. You win a lot of trophies in other sports and championships. You had that trophy forever. The Stanley Cup is one of a kind, and you have it for basically 100 days. So we tried to maximize those 100 days and, you know, take it all over the greater Washington region. But the rings are something that we keep forever, which is fantastic on our end. So
this is absurd.
This is pretty good. You guys deserve this.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm starting to get a little choked up.
That's good. You know, and then what we've got for you guys.
My entire weekend. What am I going to do?
The one thing we got for you guys is your certificates of authenticity. You know,
from
an insurance standpoint, I think from a commemorative standpoint, it'll give you a little background on the history of the rings and
John,
you know, everything was put together.
By the way, Cakes is going to the game tonight, right? No, I'm going. Thank you to Jim for securing the tickets for the Florida Panthers game next weekend.
Oh, so you know what? I think the credit goes to the marketing and sales guys on that. And Darren runs all of our ticket sales. Probably the most popular guy in the greater D.C. area over the last year. And Hunter and Amanda Tischler run all of our marketing. So, you know, it's been a banner year for us, and our sellout streak continues. And, you know, internally, you know, as you guys know, we're Monumental Sports and Entertainment. And, you know, TED Talk's always about us being monumental in this community with all of our teams and properties. So, you know, this is quite an honor for us. It's been great.
This is big.
I mean, we had a big lunch yesterday, and now we're getting our rings.
Where'd you guys go?
I almost fell out of my chair.
Rare.
Oh, good spot.
I'm sure you've been there a lot.
Yeah,
all right, so
absolutely.
What should we do?
All right, I got it.
I almost fell out of my chair.
We got to get Matt to do a drum roll or something like that. I feel like this has been so long.
Hold up. Jason wants to.
I almost fell out of my chair when I looked at the estimated replacement value.
It's a good one. Please don't share that, but it's pretty impressive
on
that side.
I don't want to be tainted.
Well, I'm going to open this incredible Stanley Cup box that we have, and then inside is these four fantastic rings. So, and I'll give each of you guys your ring, Cakes.
Johnny Cakes, here you go.
Thank you very much. This is just much, remarkable. Much appreciated, obviously.
This is the craziest thing that's ever happened to us. Thank you, Jim. You're too kind.
It.
Don't
JP,
open it yet, Cakes.
Let's do it together.
Thank you, sir.
Nutty.
Thank you, Jim Van Stone. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Peter Bonder. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, Obi. Thank you,
Obi. Yeah, exactly. Those guys made it all happen.
Thank you, Jay Beagle.
Yeah. All right, Jim, what should we do? Should we, like, on the count of three, should we open it?
Yeah, why don't we do it? One,
two,
I already opened it.
Three, go.
Oh, my
wow,
God.
That's amazing.
All right, now this is the fun part. We've gotten rings for a lot of people. I got to make sure they fit. So I think we did a wonderful job.
What ring, what finger are you supposed to put it
on? I don't remember what hand you're supposed to put it on.
Think of the right.
Probably the
right
one you got sized for.
Ring finger.
Right hand ring.
Wow. That is crazy.
I need
my reading glasses.
they look like they fit perfectly to me.
Yeah, this fits great.
Man. Oh, dude, it actually.
Oh, I wonder if I'm going to wear this to the Caps game. Next weekend. I wonder.
Jim,
if that's going
you
to
are
happen.
Too kind. No, Derek, God.
You guys are the best.
Thank you so much. Yes. I mean, you are too kind.
Beyond, we appreciate it.
You know, anything dude. We'd ever
and,
imagine.
And we will wear this.
Absolutely.
I will wear this when we're out and about.
Yeah.
100%. So awesome. People could see it, enjoy
this
it.
This is beautiful.
Right?
It's great.
How crazy is that?
It's great. Some good memories, I think, over the course of last year. So your names are on the side of
yep.
them.
I'm very
there's a lot of great representation.
Last name instead of cakes. Solid move on my part.
Yeah, it was very good. Junkies, but this is much better.
Yeah. Look classier.
Yeah, it does look classy.
Yeah.
Jim, where do you wear yours? Do you wear yours to the games?
Like, you know, we've done a lot of special events, so I've worn it at special events. I've worn it to a couple games, especially weddings, popular.
Good.
You know,
I'm going to wear it on the show.
You guys should wear it on the show.
I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it in here.
This thing's heavy.
It is heavy.
weighing my hand down.
I think Hunter had a great idea.
Well, not to be outdone. The hardworking guys over here. Everyone's going to get the replica. Everyone's going to get the replica Stanley Cup and the commemorative coffee table book.
Nice.
Thank you, fellas.
Yes.
Nice. No,
thank you very much.
And thank you to CK, because I know CK behind the scenes kind of lobbied for us and always stands up for us.
Yep.
You know,
which is very cool.
Best guy out there, CK. He's a great partner of ours in... You know, it's great to have all of our games broadcasted on your network. And, you know, I think all of our great partnership with NBC Sports Washington really brings us together as a big family.
Well, that is just insane, Casey.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm speechless.
Caps come through. Yeah. I knew they were going to come through.
We appreciate it.
The last thing we expected today.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh,
good.
My God.
You know what? You guys sat on it for a while.
We did an amazing job.
No leaks. I had no idea that, you know, all the Caps execs were here this morning.
Right.
Nice surprise.
These guys kept it quiet.
Yeah, these guys organized it pretty well.
Yeah.
They did a great job. I went over to go get a Pop-Tart during the break. They're like, get back in here. What's the big deal?
About 10 minutes ago, Eric said, I don't know what's going to get me through the rest of the show today.
It's true.
I'm sure. Is Jason bitter? We bum rush his sports page.
That's great. Chris Stapps, Porzingis.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
This is really heavy.
Yeah,
right?
It's the real deal. It's the real deal.
Yeah.
So and they look perfect on your fingers. Hopefully, knock on wood, a lot more to come for us as an organization.
That
would be incredible.
That's what I said.
My weekend plans have probably changed.
You know, I don't think a lot of people know this just about our organization. We had every one of our teams make the playoffs last year, which, you know, I don't think there's another organization that has had that type of success. And
including the Valor. I'm including
the Valor. And you know what? You guys need to join us. We're going to be raising the Valor banner for their season opener, and I would love to have you guys out for that. And,
cool. That's cool.
You know, the other thing we're going to celebrate.
You guys have an esports team, too. Right?
We do. Our esports team made the playoffs last year. They were phenomenal in the NBA 2K League.
What kind of attendance does that get? Are people?
You know, actually, it's more of the viewership. So we actually broadcast it through the NBA on Twitch, and
gotcha.
The viewership numbers have been amazing. That would be a fun thing to do and to coordinate with the guys. We would love to bring our 2K team over here and have you guys play the guys on 2K. That'd be a blast to check out. I mean,
I'd love to do
you know, it's an emerging sport with esports.
I was happy. I lost my son the other day in NBA 2K. I don't think we have 18 or 17.
Who's your rock? Do you have like a rock star on that team? Like
you
one
know,
guy that's better than the other?
We've got two guys. They're completely different. It's 5-on-5. So, you know, JT is our point guard, does an amazing job. One of the best in the league from that standpoint. We got another guy who's one of our big guys, Day Fry. You know, fantastic. We ended up bringing those guys over. This is how big this esports phenomenon has grown. We ended up bringing them over to London with the Wizards, along with the Mystics, and we did a matchup. They played a half a game of 2K against the West Ham United from the Premier League, their FIFA team, and then we played a half game of FIFA. So it's fun. I mean, it's exploding.
Well, I said this.
You know,
I
it's been
that
great.
Sports Reporters podcast. I remember, my parting shot was that they had a draft on NBA TV with Adam Silver introducing, and it looked like a legit draft. And I watched, and then they, you know, the first pick in the draft was.
No, that's kind of like a chubby guy.
Yeah. Well, we look at these guys as, you know what? I mean, we look at them as athletes. Those guys play and practice literally, you know, 10 to 12 hours a day. It's amazing their commitment to doing it and getting better. And
you gotta grind.
We had a great guy. They have to grind it. Yeah. I mean, you know, these guys, you know, and it's funny, you guys were probably talking earlier about, you know, the word tank and stuff like that in right. professional sports. These guys are the greatest athletes in their respective sports. There is no way, you know, male or female, that anyone's going to be doing that stuff. They're playing hard every single night in every competitive
100%.
Game.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're the best at it. So it's good. I mean, it's been fun for us, and, you know, esports
for
is great.
The second half of the season with the Washington Capitals, we've been talking about it, a seven-game slide.
Yep.
All-star break. We had Coach Reardon on the show.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
And,
I think it was Wednesday, actually.
Got to get going tonight, Jim.
We'll get going. We've got a lot of home games. I think Darren said we've got almost six games in 10 days, give or take. I mean, so it's a crazy run. Our guys will be great. I mean, it's good these all-star breaks come in handy, both on the NBA and NHL side. Get them some rest, and let's get geared up for the push on.
I got a good vibe about tonight, KC. I got a good vibe about beating the Flames tonight.
I kind of have that tingle, too, but that usually means you want to fade me.
Well, you stay away. I'll do it.
Get the win against Calgary tonight. All right, Jim, you've been great to us. We do need to thank Hunter Lockman. He's the VP of marketing.
Yep.
And Darren, who's the VP of sales.
Darren runs all
guys.
Our tickets.
Thank you. We couldn't be more, I don't know.
I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
By it all. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Thanks for being part of our incredible run here, and you know, let's make it to the playoffs and get it done the rest of the way.
And we will rock these proudly, I promise.
Absolutely.
I promise you that.
Awesome.
Jim, are we the last four people getting
I will say, you know what? It's funny. I had this conversation with CK. I mean, you guys are the last four that were in our office locked up. And I'm like, you know, I'm telling you, if this job in sales and marketing doesn't work out for the three of us, I mean, we're going to become interns in the radio show business. So I love that December that you guys have. So
right, appreciate it.
The boys
from the Capitals. Thank you, boys.
Awesome.
We'll be right back with your Junkie Sports Bit.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's one of those things where it's hard to get back into doing the show when you get something like that.
Yeah,
I just want to stare at it.
Thank you to the Washington Capitals once again.
Wow.
Jim, Hunter, and Darren, all good dudes. And it kind of definitely, it's like there was a period of time when we were guessing, oh, it's going to happen today.
Right.
And we've kind of gotten beyond that. It was like, don't even think about it
at all. It's on the
back
burner, but hey, it's been in the... The wheel's been rolling on it for a month, but we'd been gone for all
believers.
December.
You two are true believers. Eric
well, we're
and I were
generally
skeptics.
More optimistic than you two don't.
100%.
Well, I'm not really that optimistic.
He's not.
Casey, now, you out of the four, yes. How long did you guys know? Drabby and
since before the holiday show.
Yeah.
You knew that it would be today?
No. We knew that we were going to push it to January. Then we had it scheduled about 2 weeks ago. Something happened.
Oh,
so we pushed it to today.
So you've known for over a month.
Yeah
it's been hard. It's been hard to be quiet while you guys are trashing
been,
them.
You guys have been
we
good.
We weren't trashing them. We were just said we were
you
insignificant.
You couldn't blame us for thinking that.
I just figured we're just such big losers
damn.
That nobody cares.
Wow. Finally got them.
That is crazy, man. I'm beyond blown away. So I know everyone's like throwing pictures out there. I'm going to put it out there. If you want to follow us, EB Junkies, I'm sure Junks Radio.
Very cool.
It's just crazy. I don't know. And I will wear this because, honestly, this is like our job. This is where you should wear it.
Yeah.
In here.
Jason,
sure. You know what I mean?
I'm going to wear it. My buddy Dave and my buddies Dave and Paul, who always bartend for us for the holiday show.
Right.
They work over at the Bonefish in Ashburn. And Dave's a huge Caps fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him yesterday. I said, dude, and we're not going to get him. I said, I don't believe we're going to get
him. So now you're going to bring it out and share it
with
him.
He goes,
that's
sucks.
Nice.
Yeah, he just sent me a text. He says, you better bring that out, that ring in.
He wants to
today.
See it. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that Valdez?
I was going to say you should take it to the golf show for your appearance.
Ah.
I bet you have a lot of
fans that are going to come up to you and ask to see it.
A lot of crossover there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Definitely like, will.
Should you? Like, are you supposed to wear it a certain way? Like, you could actually wear it. I don't even know. Do you wear?
I think you wear it with
the cap where it says
Capitals,
the trophy on the.
And by the way, they're the like silly rings.
The trophy should be facing in towards you.
Yeah.
Towards your body.
And then it's
and your name
Bickle
to the outside.
On the other
I think
side.
It's probably the way to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Do you guys think, are those the player rings or the soda pop guy rings?
Well, trust me, they're not chintzy.
I don't
they
know
may not be on the players
come in here
level,
and look at this.
But they're
go
not.
Look at this.
They're
I know. I snuck
below
in there and I saw.
Did you? You yeah sneak in and see when no one was looking?
Yeah. I just wanted to know. It's killing me.
You think I'm not calling my insurance company today?
You probably should.
Hell yeah.
I may need an escort Drabby, to my
what
vehicle.
Do you think? Should I do that?
Yeah,
definitely do that.
I honestly am speechless. I really don't know what to say.
Oh, it's an amazing gesture by the Washington Capitals to include us. And, you know, we are beyond appreciative.
And, look, we know it's because we have an association with the station. We're the morning show of record here. But it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely crazy. I was actually, when I was in Ohio for my funeral for my dear aunt, they were just kind of asking about the show and stuff. And I happened to show them the highlights of us in the parade because mm-hmm I had a couple of the videos up. And they were blown away by that. When I told them that the team was allegedly giving us rings, too, it blew their minds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to send them a pic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just absolutely crazy. Show's pretty much over. See ya.
Yeah, let's just go.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.
All right, how about this? I'll just do a brief abbreviated sports page before we get John Feinstein on. Is that good?
How funny is it that we were, in fact, the last four people?
And again,
last
four. I'm perfectly
although he
okay
said
with
they
that
have had them since November. Is that right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, late November. Yeah.
They've had them since November, and here mm-hmm we are February 1st.
Hmm.
Woo!
Well, just we didn't want to do it on the drinking show.
I guess
because
the
you thought we wouldn't appreciate it?
It would have gone very poorly, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then after that,
better,
the vacations were just a ton, and we wanted all four of you guys to be in when we did it, and then they had a scheduling conflict in January.
Right.
No, that makes sense.
Right.
All right, so Bruce Allen was making the rounds down in Atlanta, and he was talking about the NFL Network's report that Alex Smith's going to miss the entire season this year, which most of us think he will. I think he will miss the rest of his career, actually. And I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but
you don't wish
a,
it on him. It's just
of course
horrible.
Not. Great guy, and I hope that he's back, but definitely not going to play this year. But he says it's all nonsense. He actually said he's really a day-to-day guy.
Yeah, he's day-to-day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
does he look like he's day-to-day?
No,
he might
not
be available tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's just
dumb
to say.
That's a good day-to-day. Might be available tomorrow.
Just,
what an idiot.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I freaking hate that guy.
So, Bruce Allen,
I swear to God, I hate him.
He's got to be getting roasted for those comments. Also, J.P. Finley.
I will say this in his defense. It could be an olive branch sort of or something just to kind of protect Alex. You know, like maybe they haven't told Alex. You know, they want to give him hope. It could be like just a, you know what I mean, a little ray of hope
Alex. Alex probably knows.
Right, but I think
they
don't
want
to be rude to Alex. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
What that
and
is.
And I can see why Bruce Allen wouldn't come out and say, yeah, he's definitely never going to play again.
Mm-hmm.
But you can at least say, look, yeah, it doesn't look like he's going to be back for the 19.
There's
We're hoping for 2020.
Right. That contraption, all the surgeries he's had.
But no one believes it. No one believes what he said. And J.P. Finley tweeted out that Bruce Allen told him that the Redskins are actually looking to bring back Josh Johnson.
Which I'm happy because I love underdog stories.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
I mean,
we'll see what happens.
So
there.
Does that mean because of all the quarterback upheaval this year, they want to have three quarterbacks on the roster? Is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, let's assume.
With Colt, Johnson,
and
whoever
they draft.
I think they probably should keep three.
Yeah.
With what they've experienced.
It's probably not a bad move.
How many teams kept three last year? What, maybe a third of the teams kept three?
I have to go back and look.
That might even be high.
That sounds right. Yeah, maybe 10.
10 to 12, yeah, ish.
I have to go back and look. We talked about Kristaps Porzingis being traded from New York to Dallas. The Knicks acquired Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Wesley Matthews, two future first-round picks. Now, the Knicks are 10-40, worst team in the league. They obviously are in a tank mode. It's tankathon city for the Knicks. Want to get that number one pick? Try to anyway. But remember, they changed the lottery. The worst three teams all have equal percentages of getting the first pick. So they all got about 14% chance of getting the pick. So, but the Knicks did acquire some guys with expiring contracts, and there's some big names that will be available in the summer.
Kyrie's available, and there are rumors that he might want to leave Boston, and Kevin Durant.
Possibly Kawhi Leonard.
That's another guy.
So they're clearing the deck to try and bring in a stud. They could change their fortunes really quick if you think about it. All right, they haven't had Porzingis here. They've been awful. Right? They drafted Kevin Knox, who's okay, from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Really young. I think he's only 19.
Very young, yep.
But he has flashes at times. So let's say you're able to get Zion Williamson, and then you bring in just one of those guys, Kyrie or KD. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're a contender.
Well, we'll see. Mike Vaccaro for the New York Post wrote a column, and he titled it, "There's Only One Way Knicks Aren't Colossal Idiots in Porzingis Trade." That was the title of his column this morning. And he talks about the middle of the summer when free agency starts and all those guys are available that you mentioned, and possibly they can announce that they're signing Durant and Kyrie. Maybe they get the number one pick and they draft Zion. But he said that's the only way.
The skeptics,
if anything
would
else
say,
happens, it's just a complete disaster.
The skeptics would say, though, that they've tried to clear the deck before and tried to bring in the big free agents like a Kevin Durant, like a LeBron James, and they've whiffed.
Yep.
They've also brought in big free agents like Phil Jackson.
Yes.
And had it not work.
Well, Phil's the one that drafted Porzingis.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
I think they handled it well, though. Honestly, they're getting killed, but he basically indicated he wasn't happy, wanted out, wasn't going to re-sign or whatever, and they didn't wait around and let his value drop. They just did it, snap, boom, they did it. They got it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean,
and they got a pretty good, I thought they got a pretty good return.
Well, it would have to be either, you know, today or next week before the deadline.
Right, but I mean, the value could drop a little bit when you know they're desperate to get rid of you.
Yeah,
they just pulled the trigger right away.
But Jim Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, he's the NBA's version of Dan Snyder.
He's reviled.
Oh, no one in New York likes him.
Hated by New York Knicks.
But if they can pull off some of these big free agents and, you know, draft Zion or whoever, number one, then maybe things change. In the NBA last night, quickly, man, the Sixers, big win in Golden State. Golden State has been white hot. I think they'd won 13 of 14.
It had to be an under. 217 points.
217, yeah.
Klay Thompson for the Golden State Warriors.
True, true. Steph Curry had 41.
So they only had
still,
four
the Warriors, all-stars. The Warriors usually, you know, at home, especially in this little run that they're on, are going to win that game. But the Sixers, who really aren't that good on the road either, they had a losing record on the road before this game. They go in there and get the win. So LeBron came back. He had missed, I think, 17 games with that groin injury. Came back one dime short of a triple-double there, Cakesy.
Boy, he struggled.
Yeah. 24,
showed the rust.
24-14-9, and they beat the Clips on the Clippers' home floor. 123-120. Don't believe the Wizards play tonight. But the Caps
tomorrow
play.
Night.
They play tomorrow night. The Caps do play tonight, play Calgary here at home. Start of a six-game home stand. So let's hope that the Washington Capitals snap that seven-game losing streak.
Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein. We'll talk to the best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, right here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.